我们今天继续看提摩太前书。
We are going to continue our study on the book of 1 Timothy.
今天我们要从17集看到第21节。
We are going to look at 1 Timothy chapter 5 from verse 17 to verse 21.
提摩太书信啊，前后书。都是讲到教会里面的事情。
Both the book of 1 Timothy and the book of 2 Timothy talk about the affairs of the church.
希望弟兄姊妹们能够了解啊，不要觉得很枯燥。
I hope the brothers and sisters will understand that we do spend a lot of time talking about the affairs of a church and not to find them too tedious.
我们教会里面的组织以及运作各方面都是盼望能够依照圣经的原则。
We do hope and we wish that we pray that everything that we do, our organization, the way we run our church is going to be patterned after the example that is taught in the Bible.
我希望你们所看到的也就是此地所讲的。
I do wish and pray that what you see that's being worked out in our church is actually consistent with what we are teaching today in the Bible.
So 我要先把十七节到二十一节读一下。
I'm going to read 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17 to verse 21.
为了节省时间，我们就不用英语重复。
We're only going to read it in Chinese.
那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉。那劳苦传道教导人的，更当如此。因为经上说，留在场上揣骨的时候，不可笼住他的嘴。又说，工人的工价是应当的，控告长老的臣子，非有两三个见证，就不要收。犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。我在上帝和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这些教导。
Thank you, Lord, for the teachings you have given us.
让我们知道在教会里头应该如何生活，按照你的心意，你的话语。
Lord, thank you for letting us know that the way that you desire for us to live, and so we can live it out in our church.
也许我们所听到的，跟现在在许多教会里头所见到的，不太相同。
Maybe what we see that's being worked out in different churches is not quite similar or consistent with what was taught in the teaching by you.
但是教会的原则应该都是按照主的话语。
But a church should be run after modeling after what's being taught in the Bible according to the Lord's word.
所以求主今天去借助你的话来教导我们。
Lord, would you teach us today with your word?
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 在远古的时候，就是在教会，甚至在教会初期之前，我相信不只是以色列人，甚至于埃及人，他们都是以长老来治理一切的事情的。
In the old Bible times, maybe even in the times before the early church period, lots of places, actually not only the nation of Israel, but also the Egyptians, that they all have this the role of an elder.To lead or to organize a different church.
长老 在每一个国家里头，每一个城市里头，每一个部族里头，都有一群长老来治理，来看顾啊，他们这个社会的各种的事务。
There are elders in the nation, there are elders in the city, and there are also elders in the tribe that they are watching over and governing over all the runnings of these different parts of the society.
他们不一定做大大小小的事情，但是他们是受到当时治理的人的很大的一种尊重，很愿意从他们那里听到许许多多的这个意见指导。
They might not be doing some specific things like in practice, but they did enjoy a lot of honor and respect from the people who's actually doing the governing or the running of the society. So they would love to hear from them about the whatever advices or tips they have for running a different parts of the organizations.
所以我们常常在圣经里头看到长老啊，他们那种尊贵的地位。
So you do see this privileged status of these elders or these honored status in the book of the Bible.
这个地位，这种尊崇，我们可以追回到当初啊，这个摩西五经去。
For if you want to look at how the elders are, their status and their honor that was that were given to them, we can go back to the Pentateuch, the first five books by Moses.
所以我们现在可以翻回到《生命记》去。
So if you can, would you turn to the book of Deuteronomy?
生命记第几章？我需要的，我没那么好的记忆。生命记也许我们要先从列王记上来看。
Maybe we'll start with the book of First Kings.
列王记上。
First Kings.
列王记上第八章。
First Kings, chapter 8.
第八章第一节到第三节
，verse 1-3。
这里讲到所罗门王，他要把神的约柜啊，从大卫城移到这个这个圣殿来。
Over here in chapter 8, verse 1-3, talks about how King Solomon wants to move the Ark of the Covenant from the city of David into the temple.
我们知道在耶路撒冷从前它分上下两个城。
We do know in Jerusalem that there were two different levels, the upper and lower levels.
下面叫大卫城。
And then there are two cities, and then the lower part, the lower city is called the city of David.
上面是锡安。
And then the upper city is called the city of Zion.
这个我们假如读圣经的话，我们会发现大卫城也曾经被称过锡安。
And if you are familiar with the Bible, you might know that sometimes the city of David can be just called as a city of Zion as well.
所以我们就知道这个约柜主耶这个耶和华的约柜它起先是停在大卫城就是这个下面的一个城。
We do know that the Ark of the Covenant landed in the city of David first, which is the lower city that we were talking about.
因为约柜起先是停在大卫城后来圣殿是建造在上面的这个城。像现在的那个金顶寺就是当初的这个圣殿所在的地方。
At the beginning, the Ark of the Covenant was it landed in the city of David, But later on, because the Holy Temple was built in the city of Zion, just like what we see, the Golden Dome was built in Israel, Jerusalem.
所以当所罗门建造了圣殿之后，他就要把神的约柜从大卫城要移到圣殿里头去。
So after the construction of the Holy Temple was completed, King Solomon decided to move the Ark of Covenant from the city of David to Zion.
对以色列来讲，这是一件很重要、很隆重的事情。
To the people of Israel, this is a very important and very festive event for them.
所以我们看到在第二节、第三节这么讲，以他念月就是七月，在极前，以色列人都聚集到所罗门王那里。第三节，以色列长老来到，祭司便抬起约柜。
So if you can read 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2, all the Israelites came together to King Solomon at the time of the festival in the month of Ethanim, the seventh month. Verse 3, when all the elders of Israel had arrived, the priests took up the ark.
所以你看到当国内有极重大的事情的话，长老必定要在场。
So you do see when very important events are happening, the elders have to be present.
长老来了，长老说现在我们可以采取行动，那他们就要采取行动。
So they will wait until the elders are here, and then the elders would make a decision of taking a certain action.
所以我们可以从这件事情上就是看到长老当初在以色列是一个什么样子的地位。
From these two verses, we can see what an elevated status the elders had in the nation of Israel at that time.
因此他很自然的，当教会成立之后，也是以长老来治会的。
So very naturally, after the establishing of the early churches, it is also the elders who were governing and then watching over all the runnings of the church.
我们现在可以翻到《使徒行传》第二十章。
Would you turn with us to the book of Acts chapter 20? Book of Acts chapter 20.
我们要看十七节跟十八节，然后再看二十八节。
We are going to read, we're going to study verse 17 and 18 of the book of Acts, chapter 20, and then we go on to verse 28.
使徒行传二十章十七节，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来，他们来了。然后我们跳到二十七节去。是保罗从十八节一直到二十七节、二十八节，都是保罗跟以弗所的长老所讲的一番话。
So let's read verse 17 of Acts chapter 20 from Miletus. Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. And verse first part of verse 18, when they arrived, he said to them. So starting from verse 18 to verse 27.These are the words that Paul said to the elders of the churches.
二十八节，我们看，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养上帝的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
If you could read verse 28 of Acts chapter 20, keep watch over yourselves.And all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到保罗他对以弗所的教会有许许多多的话要讲，他就把以弗所的长老们叫到米利都这个地方去，因为他不能够没有时间 进啊以弗所的城，他对他们的教导必须要向他们长老去说。
So you do know that, brothers and sisters, Paul did have a lot of things, to tell the people, the Ephesians in the church of Ephesus, but he did not have time to go into, physically into the city of Ephesus. So he gathered or summoned all the elders into a city called Miletus, and then he told all these words in these passages we have just read to the elders of the Ephesian churches.
然后我们从二十八节里的就知道当时教会里的长老他们的责任是什么。
And if you read verse 28 carefully, you will see what are the duties and responsibilities of an elder in the time of Israel.
他说圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
It talks about how the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
监督就是看管羊群的人叫做监督。
Overseers are just like people who watch over the flocks or the shepherds.
所以他说是神的灵把你们拣选出来来看管神的羊群。
Basically, over here it says the Holy Spirit itself has chosen you and set you apart to watch over or to be the overseers of God's flock.
跟着下面就讲，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养上帝的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Then later on it says, keep watch over yourselves and keep watch over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
所以我们看到在当时的长老有的时候被称为监督。
So we do know that sometimes, over then in the Bible times, the elders can be thought of as an overseers.
称他们长老是因为他们的灵命比较的老练。
We call them elders because they are more mature spiritually.
长老这个字在希伯来文里的是有福字的人。
The word elder in the original Hebrew language means somebody who has a beard.
所以就讲到这些人是年长老成的。
So basically, elders are group of people who are older in age, and then are they mature spiritually.
他的工作是做全群的监督。
And their job, their responsibility is to oversee the flock that God has given to them.
然后他主要的工作是要牧养上帝的教会。
And their major job responsibility is to shepherd the whole church of God.
教会弟兄姊妹在这里特别提醒一下，什么是教会？
I just want to make a brief explanation. What is church?
我们现在以为我们这样子聚集在这里，门上挂个牌子说教会就是教会了。
People might think that because we are all gathering here and then we have a sign over there, then this is considered a church.
在神的眼光中，教会是主耶稣基督用他自己的血所买来的一群人。
But in God's eyes, the concept of church is a group of people that he has redeemed with the blood of his son, Jesus Christ.
假如你还没有主耶稣基督做你的牧人
，If you have not put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ or trusted Him as your shepherd，
你没有接受耶稣做你个人的救主
，If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior，
公开的承认他在十字架上所流的血。是为着你流的。
And if you have not made a public confession, that the Lord, the blood that Jesus Christ has shed on the cross, is shed for you.
所以一个基督徒不是自己叫基督徒就是基督徒。
A Christian, you are not just a Christian because you want to call yourself a Christian.
也不是因为你去教会聚会，你叫基督徒。
Just by going to church and attend services does not make you a Christian automatically.
也不是因为你在教会你的受过洗，你就是基督徒。
Or being baptized doesn't make you a Christian automatically.
更不是因为你放了一些钱在奉献箱里头，你就是基督徒。
Or if you put some money in the offering box, makes you a Christian.
基督徒是主耶稣基督用他自己的血所买来的。
The Christians are just those people or a group of people who Jesus Christ has redeemed with his blood on the cross.
用属灵的话语来讲，就是除非在你的身上有耶稣基督的宝血，你不是一个真的基督徒。
Or if you say it with a spiritual lingo that unless we can see Jesus Christ's blood in your body, on your body or in your life, that you are not truly a Christian.
那么我们现在要了解长老在教会里的是一个什么样子的地位。
So we want to just to have a better understanding and what kind of a position or status does an elder have in the churches today?
在以弗所书第四章。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4,
在十一节
Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11,
他那里特别讲到在教会里头神放了些什么人。
Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11, talks about what different kinds of people that God has put in the church.
他是指的主耶稣基督。
Over here, refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
他所赐给教会的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers.
那么使徒跟先知是教会初期建立教会的一群人。
We do know that the apostles and the prophets make up a lot of people who are the founding fathers of the early churches.
所以许多教会里的人说我们今天已经没有使徒跟先知了。
Some of you in a modern church says that we do not have apostles or prophets anymore.
其实任何奉神的命建立教会的跟传讲神话语的，我们都可以称他们为使徒跟先知。
Actually, we can call anybody who are either starting or establishing a church or teaching God's word in the name of Jesus Christ. We can call them either apostles or prophets.
但严格的讲起来，教会成立之后，使徒跟先知的恩赐就不再需要了，就不再存在了。
But strictly speaking,And after the founding of the early churches, the special gifts that were given to apostles or the prophets are not needed anymore, so they don't exist anymore in the modern churches.
在教会的时代，主要的有这两种人。
In the church ages, there are two important groups of people.
第一种叫做传福音的。
The first group are the evangelists.
这些人是到外面去传福音建立教会的。
These are the people who actually go out into the world and preach the gospel and start churches.
今天有一批人他专门听到神的呼召，他要出去传福音，然后在外面建立教会。
Even what you see today, that there are a group of people who responded to God's calling.And they go out into the world, and they start a church, and they preach the gospel in the other parts of the world.
另外还有一批人叫做牧师跟教师。
And then there are another group of people in the church, and they are the pastors and the teachers.
这个牧师在原文里的是牧人，是牧羊的人。
The pastors in the original language was translated as the shepherd or the sheep herder.
不过我们中国人不大喜欢听到牧人，所以要叫牧师。
But we don't really want to translate it. Chinese people don't want this literal translation of shepherd, So we give it a more graceful word to it, meaning pastor.
因为大家都喜欢这个名字牧师，所以今天教会里的都是牧师。
Because people like the title pastor, so you see lots of people who are serving the church, they call themselves pastors.
一般在教会里面的人，以及教会外面的人，已经不了解什么人是建督，什么人是这个使职，这个叫做教师。
So right now in current ages, a lot of people who are part of the church or people who have been outside of the church, they are not very clear about the concept of what kind of people are pastors, overseers, or what kind of people are teachers or pastors.
长老在今天的教会里的也已经把他们降级变成牧师下面的人。
And even the concept of elders, people will think of elders being degraded to another level, which is lower than the title of pastor.
所以我要详细的跟弟兄姊妹们讲长老的事情，就是让我们不要听到长老的事情觉得很古怪。
So the reason I want to spend all this time today to talk about the affairs of the elders is because I don't want you to be, I want you to be familiar with this concept.
长老是真正教会里面牧养的人。
The elders are just the people who are actually truly doing the shepherding of God's flock, of God's church.
他们就是牧人，就是牧师。
They are shepherds and they are pastors.
他们也是教师。
They are also teachers.
所以我们要了解长老在教会的地位。
So we do need to understand kind of role that an elder plays in a church.
让我们能够了解建督、长老、牧师都是同一种的人。
That we need to understand when we talk about overseer, when we talk about pastor or elder, they're just in the same category.
我们教会里的是不用牧师，所以我们是用长老的。
In our church, we don't have pastors, but we do have elders.
这是我这样子讲，就希望弟兄姊妹们不要觉得哦，这个教会比较古怪。
I want to let you know what the elders are because otherwise people would be feel very strange the concept of the
他们没有牧师，或者说他们叫他们的牧师长老。
They're just very not familiar with the concept that how come a church doesn't have pastors and how come people call these pastors elders.
我希望弟兄姊妹们至少不要觉得我们在这里是故作玄虚。
I just want you to know that we are not just trying to make up some name to get your attention.
一个教会，弟兄姊妹，是主耶稣基督的身体。
A church is the body of Jesus Christ.
是神在人间的见证。
It is the testimony or the witnessing of God in the human world.
所以你们到教会来，弟兄姊妹们、朋友们，应该能够看到神在我们这里。
So brothers and sisters and friends, when you come into church, you should be able to see God being manifested amongst us.
我并不是讲你到我们教会来，你眼睛你就看到有神。
I don't mean that you are going to actually see God with your physical eyes when you come to church.
我盼望你来到这里，你至少心里头说这一群人是爱神的，是敬畏神的，是按照神的心意来生活的。
I pray and I hope that as you step in this church and after you observe, you will be able to say that these are actually a group of people who love God, who revere God, and they are actually living according to what God is, has desired for them to live.
一个教会怎么样子能够达成神在他们身上的使命？
So how can a church accomplish the mission that God has given to them?
就是做主耶稣基督身体的运作，然后在人的面前有神的见证。
It is that to be able to let Jesus Christ be exalted or manifesting in you, and then you are able to come to the world and let them see the testimony, the witness of yours.
从人的立场来看，一个教会是不是有这样子的品质，主要是要看他们教会的长老是什么样子的人物。
From a human standpoint of view, they want to, the way they gauge whether a church are actually living out what God has given, living out the mission that God has given them, they first look at the elders. They want to see what kind of people the elders are.
按照圣经，我们可以讲神设的在教会的领袖是多头的。
But according to the Bible, that we do see that God has instituted a leader in the church that can have multiple functions.
绝对不是一个人在专权。
There's absolutely not just one person who is doing all the leading or all the teaching.
我们刚才看到，在保罗的时候，以弗所的教会就是有多数的长老。
You do see, according to the verses that we just read, in the times of Paul, that in the city of Ephesus, that there were quite a few elders over there, not just one person.
这是因为教会是长老来管理的。
Because the churches are run by the elders.
保罗他就要教导提摩太怎么样子来对待他们的长老。
Over here in 1 Timothy, that Paul is teaching or training Timothy how to treat the elders in their church.
许多教会是有宗派的。
Sometimes we see there are a lot of denominations or divisions inside of a church.
像卫理公会，像长老会，他们都是一层一层的，他们我们叫它 hierarchy.
So in this Wesleyan denomination or the Presbyterian denomination, that we see that there are just different layers, different levels of hierarchies in the church.
他们在上面有大主教，有大的监督，然后下面有小的监督，然后到了再下面就是小牧师。
They have the different levels or hierarchies inside of church. They have archbishops or the great pastor on the top.And then are the greater overseers, and then you have overseers who are less important. And then in the lower level, you have the pastors of the church.
但是在保罗的心目中，在保罗从神来的领受，教会应该是多数的长老来管理的。
But in Paul's eyes, and also in the way that he understood that God's desires are, that God wants more than one person.To govern a church.
所以我们今天所读的圣经一开始就告诉我们怎么样子来敬奉我们的长老。
So the verses that we have read today, 1 Timothy chapter 5, it taught us how to, teaches us how to honor the elders of our church.
所以英文是讲到 honor.
The English word over here is honor.
就是让这些人能够得到他们该得到的在神的家里面的荣耀。
It is these elders. How do the elders get the honor that they are worthy of in the church family?
我们要读两处的圣经，一处在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
We are going to read two...Verses. First one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
12 and 13.
Verse 12
sorry,
to 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 to verse 13.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，当然就是指的教会的长老。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 to 13. verse 12, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you.
第十三节，又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。
Verse 13 says, hold them in the highest regard, in love, because of their work. Live in peace with each other.
因此上，长老们应该得到尊重的。
Therefore, we see from these passages that the elders do deserve respect.
不信主的人，不了解教会的人，以为教会里面侍奉的人都是雇员。
The people who are non-believers or people who don't understand how the church runs thought everybody who works in the church are hired employees.
那牧师嘛，当然是大雇员。
So for if you see a pastor, they will see this is the biggest employee.
那么下面就有一群小雇员，名字叫长老。
And then you have a group of minor employees, and then we give them name elders.
有些教会下面还有再小的雇员，叫做执事。
And then in other churches, we have another hierarchy, which is a group of even lesser important employees, and we call them deacons.
这些都不是原来的意思。
But these are not what God had intended in the beginning.
这些都应该是神的仆人。
They are all God's servants.
我们记得在刚才读的，在《使徒行传》那里，圣灵令你们做全群的监督。
If you can still remember that we read in the book of Acts, chapter 20, that it is the Holy Spirit who had held you accountable and then made you an overseer of God's flock.
我在此地侍奉弟兄姊妹们，是神要我在这里侍奉的。
The reason I'm here today, shepherding this church is because of God's calling. God has called me to serve His people.
我在这里侍奉不是因为教会你的出钱说是好，我们现在这里需要有一个人在这里，他的名字叫长老，要在此地侍奉弟兄姊妹。
The reason I'm serving here is not because there's a need, that they do need an elder at this time, at this church. It's not that.
因此上，我应该接受弟兄姊妹们的尊重。
Therefore, I do deserve the respect from the brothers and sisters of the church.
不是因为我有什么头衔。
Not because of what a great title I hold.
乃是因为弟兄姊妹们尊重神的选择。
But because the brothers and sisters should respect God's choices and calling.
假如我不够资格来侍奉弟兄姊妹，那我不应该在这个地方侍奉。
If I'm not worthy of or I don't deserve to serve the brothers and sisters, then I'm not going to be standing here.And serve the brothers and sisters in the church.
我在这里侍奉不是因为我有很多高的学位。
The reason I'm serving here is not because I have a lot of advanced degrees.
也不是因为我很会讲话。
Or I'm very eloquent.
乃是因为神拣选了我在这个地方侍奉弟兄姊妹。
Because God has chosen me and set me apart.To serve the brothers and sisters in this church.
假如我按照神的原则来侍奉弟兄姊妹，我就像这里圣经十七节所说的，那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉；那劳苦传道教导人的，更当如此。
If I am actually serving the brothers and sisters of this church, according to the principles laid out in the scriptures, then according to verse 17 and 18 of 1 Timothy chapter 5, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching.
那么这个字，这个敬奉这个字啊，这个因为它是 honor, 我们常常听到英文里的有另外一个字
叫 honorarian， 就是讲到假如有一个传道人到我们这里来讲道，他在离开这里以前，我们要给他们一些金钱上面的敬奉。
So I'm just going to clarify a little bit about the word honor here. You do hear another word which is very similar to this word is honorarium. It's amount, a sum of money that we give somebody for coming to a certain church to preach or to give a message.
所以很多传道人讲，假如一个人他侍奉教会很好，他应该配受加倍的敬奉，他应该要得到加倍的薪水。
So some of the people who interpreted these verses, they thought if the elders are doing a very good job in directing the affairs of the church, then they should be paid more, maybe double honorarium, or just a lot more money than they should be.
不过我个人觉得这里的敬奉是主要的是指着我们对待这一位神的仆人的态度以及跟他往来的一个关系是如何。
But I personally think honor here is more than the honorarium, the money, monetary sense, but it's more at how a believer, the attitude that we should have towards our elders, and also just the relationship that we should hold with the elders of our church.
毫无疑问的，那个劳苦传道教导人的长老也是同样的应该得到弟兄姊妹们的尊重。
Without any doubts, according to verse 17, those who work at preaching and then they are diligent in their teaching, they should also deserve the same respect and honor.
可是我们没有办法把此地所说的敬奉跟此地的长老把它分开，说这个跟金钱没有关系。
But we can't really make a very clear cut between the word honor and honorarium, which is one is monetary, the other is more attitude and relationship wise.
我个人在教会里的从来不提钱的事。
Personally, when I'm preaching or giving a message in the church, I seldomly talk about money.
我相信教会里人都不知道教会里的给我多少这个敬奉。
I'm sure most of you or none of you know how much I'm getting from this church, getting paid.
但是这个地方很明显的讲到，牛在场上宰骨的时候，不可以笼住他的嘴。
But over here in verse 18, it says very clearly in the Bible, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain.
工人的工价是应当的。
Because the worker deserves his wages.
所以虽然我们不提钱的事情，但是我们没有办法避免不提钱的事。
Although we do not talk about the money problems or issues, but it is very hard for us to avoid talking about money.
因为这里很明显的是讲到一个侍奉这个劳苦的长老跟这个劳苦传道的长老，他们应该得加倍的敬奉。
Because over here, it is very clear in the passages that if somebody, the elder who is very diligently directing the affairs of a church or diligently teaching and preaching, they do deserve or are worthy of double honor.
保罗为了要这个让弟兄姊妹们知道他讲话不是凭着自己的意思，乃是按照神的话。
To just make the brothers and sisters understand that this is not according to the will of Paul, but it is purely consistent with the principles in the Bible.
他引用的这两处都是圣经。
Both of these verses were quoted from the verses in the Bible.
第一处是在旧约的申命记25章。
The first part, if you can turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25 of Deuteronomy.
第四节。
Verse 4.
牛在场上宰骨的时候，不可以笼住他的嘴。
Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4. Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading on the grain.
然后我们到哥林多前书第九章。
Then can you turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章第九十两节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9 to 10.
他说律法记着说留在场上采谷的时候不可笼住他的嘴，这是照样的引用的生命记。下面他说难道上帝所挂念的是牛吗？不全是为我们说的吗？分明是为我们说的，因为耕种的当存着指望去耕种，打藏的也当存着粮的指望去打藏。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9. For it is written in the law of Moses, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading on the grain. So this is part of, just very consistent with the principles in the verses from Deuteronomy. And then if you read on, it says, is it about oxen that God is concerned? Verse 10, surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us, because whoever plows and threshes,should be able to do so in the hope of sharing in the harvest.
然后我们最后看路加福音第十章第七节的下半节。
If you can turn with us to the book of Luke, chapter 10, Luke chapter 10, verse 7.
这下半节他这么讲，因为工人得工价是应当的，不要从这家搬到那家，是讲到上面的啊，这个说的这一个故事。
So the second part of Luke chapter 10 verse 7 says, For the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house.
所以我们看到到这里为止都是讲到我们对这个长老们他们该有怎么样子的敬奉。
So up to here, all these verses 17 and 18 talk aboutWhat kind of honor and respect the elders deserve or are worthy of from us?
然后从十九节开始就讲到教会要怎么样子来保护他们的长老。
Starting from verse 19 and on, it talks about how to protect the elders of the church.
在教会里头，我们没有办法避免，就是这个有人会。想方法来诋毁，来破坏长老的名誉。
In the church, it is very hard to avoid circumstances such as when people are having conflict with the elders, so they want to either defame or slander, just to ruin the reputation of an elder.
当他们不喜欢这个长老的信息的时候，他们要攻击他。
When they do not like the teachings or the messages of the elders.They want to attack an elder.
当这个人他根本不服从圣经的权柄的时候，他会攻击长老。
If they are having a hard time submitting to the authority of the scripture, they will attack the elders.
或者有人嫉妒这个长老从神那里所得到的祝福。
Sometimes it's just pure envy and jealousy of the blessings an elder got from God.
当然还可能有一些其他的理由。
And we might have other reasons for the attack as well.
因此上在教会里头不少对长老的控告。
So it's not very rare. Actually, we see quite a few, a lot of the accusations against the elders in the church.
弟兄姊妹，一个侍奉神的人，特别是忠心侍奉神的人常常会受到控告的。
Brothers and sisters, it happens a lot that the people, the servants of God who are serving God faithfully, they will usually receive a lot of accusations against them.
摩西有人来控告他。
People actually attack Moses.
大卫有人来控告他。
And David also has his opponents.
先知耶利米有人来控告他。
And the prophet Jeremiah, He also has people who are against him.
先知但以理也是很多人来控告他。
For Prophet Daniel, it is the same thing that there are people who are actually opposing him.
甚至于我们知道，我们的主耶稣也不知道有多少人来诬告他。
And if you look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, you see a lot of people are just slandering and trying to destroy Jesus' reputation.
所以长老受到控告不是一件这个不寻常的事情。
So it is not uncommon for the elders to be getting all these accusations from the brothers and sisters in the church.
那保罗在这一方面对提摩太有两方面的提醒。
So over here, Paul has a twofold reminders or admonishment for Timothy.
第一个就是没有证据的状子不要去接收。
The first one, do not entertain an unfounded accusation.
所以这里讲到控告长老的臣子十九节非有两三个见证就不要收。
Over here, verse 19 of 1 Timothy chapter 5 is, do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses.
假如只有一个人，他最喜欢这个控告人的，这种状子，你不要理他。
If there's only one person who is actually very good at accusing, throwing accusation at other people, then we can just ignore this person.
但是假如有两三个人都同样的来控告长老的话，你必须要接受他们的控告。
But if there are just more than one, there are two or three witnesses, and then they have the similar accusations against the elders, then you've got to entertain such a case.
这个是这个保罗引用的《生命记》跟《马太福音》那里所讲的。
Paul over here.Is using the principles that's exposed in the book of Deuteronomy and then the book of Matthew.
因为时间的关系，我们就不去再去查这个了。
Because of time limitation, we are not going to read the verses in Deuteronomy and then the book of Matthew.
主要的就是为了要保障长老们他们的这个安全，他们的地位。所以只是一个人来控告我们不要去理他但是假如有两三个人都有见证那我们必须要来调查
Basically it is out of these a protection of the safety or the security of an elder that we want to protect his welfare so we are only going to entertain in case of accusation if it is brought by two or three witnesses
在二十节那里讲到犯罪的人就是指到犯罪的长老。
Over there at in verse 20, those who are sinning, and then in the English version it says those elders who are sinning.
长老虽然是在教会里头做带领的但是长老也是人也很可能犯错的。
Although the elders are leaders of the church, but they are also human, so they are prone to making mistakes as well.
任何犯罪的人都应该要接受合适的处分。
Anybody who sinned or are sinning, they should be able to accept the punishment that's deserving of their behavior.
一般的人，特别是我们中国人
，usually people or especially Chinese people.
哎呀。不要把这个事情公开了，就是难得都做到长老了，还要在这当了面来处分了，这个还像话吗
？And these Chinese people usually they don't want to deal with this because they thought being an elder in such a elevated position or a high position, it just makes it make them look very bad. So they want to avoid the consequences or the punishment for the elders.
所以中国人的面子是很要紧的，对不对？
So the face is very important. Keeping face, saving face is very important in the Chinese culture.
但是因为这个缘故，保罗特别要强调，他说：“假如长老们犯了罪，我们要在当着众人的面责备他。”
And just especially because of people's tendency of saving face or keeping faces. In verse 20, Paul especially emphasized when those elders who are sinning that you are to reprove before everyone.
让教会里面所有的人，包括许多其他的长老们，都能够因此而对罪更加的小心谨慎。
So the others in the church, especially even the other elders in the church, they are going to be more cautious if they are thinking of sinning again.
让我们不要忘记，公开犯罪的人要公开的来责备。
Let's not forget that those who sin publicly should be dealt with in the public.
你假如注重你的面子，你就不要犯罪。
If you really want to save your face, then don't sin to start with.
你既然犯罪，你就要接受众在众人面前当面的责备。
And if you decide, make a decision to start sinning or sin, then just be ready to take the punishment or the consequences of your sins.
21节我就想要留到下一次再来讲。
I'm going to leave verse 21 of 1 Timothy 5 for the next sermon.
因为这一节圣经对教会来讲是相当重要的一个提醒。
Because verse 21 is a very important reminder to the churches today.
告诉我们弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里的做事不只是教会里面的人，社会上的人看得到。
It tells us that when we are running the affairs in the church, not only people who are within this, the walls of the church are observing us, we are also almost as a put on a show for the world to see.
神、天使们在天上也看得到。
God sees what we are doing. The angels, the elect angels in the heaven, they are also able to see what we are doing.
假如我们还对神有畏惧，假如我们对天使还有畏惧，我们最好就不要去犯罪。
If you have the slightest reverence or slightest fear of God and the angels, then refrain from sinning.
我们平常犯罪就怕人家晓得。
Usually when we sin, the only fear that we have is that we might be exposed so other people would know.
可是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个信主的人，他们最该怕的是在那里。
But brothers and sisters, that the person that we should be, have the most reverence or fear is the person who is up there in the heaven.
将来有一天，神跟他的天使们要跟我们算账。
One day that we are going to what we do are going to be exposed, and God and the angels are going to hold us accountable for what we do.
不要以为我这件事情神不知鬼不觉。
Don't think what you are doing, what you're sinning, that is beyond the knowledge of God or the devil.
当你的那个心意一动的时候，神跟天使都已经知道了。
That the moment you have that, you are entertaining that thought in your mind, God and the angels would already have known.
因此上，我们真正应该惧怕的不是人呐。
So what we should fear are not human beings.
在上面。
But somebody up there.
所以我们应该都要小心谨慎的来生活。
So we should live with trembling and fear and cautiously.
我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
谢谢你给我们这些教导。
Father, we thank you for the teachings you have given us.
求主让我们小心谨慎的生活。
Lord, may we live with caution.
因为我们是你在地上的见证。
Because we are the witnesses for you, the testimonies for the world to see.
求主的圣灵时刻提醒儿女们。
May the Lord's God's Spirit remind us constantly.
让我们不要羞辱教会的名，更不要羞辱你的名。
That we would not put the name of the church or God's name to shame.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.